Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, short one here. Chad DeDominicis on the Sabres next. He can tell us whether they're getting the most out of themselves, the Sabres, right now. Young, sure, some talent, but like a loss like last night makes me want to question a few things. Bulldog is with me. I have a start-sit question, if you are available. It's the playoffs. Wow.
Sure, okay, yeah. nothing funny came to mind for me to do there. I just, when you said Bulldog is with me, and then I should have just not answered. You
know, start-sit. That's right. Yeah. I know that feeling.
It's football. I know, I have opinions about football. What do you need to know?
Well, it's not the playoffs yet in most leagues, but it is at the old FFPC tournament stuff. And, all right. Hey, Bulldog, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, Mike, what is it?
Who should I start? Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson?
Jackson. Make a call!
Make a call. Right. Jackson has Denver. Watson at Houston in his debut.
I would play Jackson.
You would?
Yes. 100%.
How many guys would you play before Watson? Leaving, you know, I don't mean your personal feelings on it or mine, How many guys would you play above Watson in his first game? Do you sort of expect him to struggle at all?
Yeah, I expect him to be a disaster.
Really?
He hasn't played in almost 2 years.
A disaster?
Yeah.
Wow, we should bet that. What's a number? Like fantasy points or yards or what can we bet on that?
I'm not betting. I don't want to bet. I just want to yell about how much he sucks and I want him to collapse.
Okay, understood.
I don't want to put my money behind it. I just want to yell about it because it feels righteous. Although I don't really feel that great about Lamar Jackson today either, sitting here, honestly, after his Sunday night tweet storm. But Watson... I legitimately think he'll struggle. Like, to get serious about it, like I think he's going to have a tough time.
I really don't. I mean, it's the Texans, too. I really don't. How amazing is it that it's the Texans? Maybe it's not a coincidence, but my partner, Louie, in these high-stakes games, he doesn't like Watson this week either. He's with you. He's like, I wouldn't start him anywhere. He's kind of talking like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But... you know, a lot of us are out here sort of storing Deshaun Watson on our benches.
Waiting for an edge, right, sure. Like,
I've got a team with Watson and Murray, so he's going in. I mean, Murray's on bye.
Yeah.
But maybe not over Jackson. It's hard to bench Lamar Jackson for anybody.
Yeah. Even though it's Denver, I mean, he might run for three touchdowns.
He doesn't run anymore. Like, when was his last good, really good fantasy game? This one was fine. Like, he got to 26 points or something like that. 89 yards. I'm talking like he never runs anymore, but that's not exactly right. So this one was fine. You'll take it. But his last smash was like week 2 or 3. I mean, it's not been an easy year for him. You know, if you have a fantasy team with him on it, it started great. And you're like, okay, well, we're talking MVP again. And then that really kind of stopped at the Bills game. Week 4, it kind of stopped. He lost Andrews. He lost Bateman. But not quite on that elite level. Not on the Hurts level.
No.
My friend Matt Schauff wants to start Trevor Lawrence over him. Lawrence has come on. Like,
what does Jacksonville have?
Detroit. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's nice.
I would consider that way before I would consider Deshaun Watson.
Interesting. Okay. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. If it needs to be said, like, I appreciate you asking, but, like, the stakes that you're dealing with here make me a little uncomfortable.
I got my process.
You know how I do it. Whatever. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Fine. It should be the same decision, though.
Yeah.
$5, $5,000, whatever. It should be the same call, right? Don't get distracted out
there. Sure, I guess. Yeah.
Don't get distracted out there. Yeah. Chad DeDominicis on the Sabres next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, and the update coming up here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.